Edwards, Richard and Cameron. Aha! Choate and Heredew, fifth floor. You would be right at the top. I expect you, Blisters, use the lift. Dear Mr. Choate, such folly, Mr. Heredew. Yes. It's a shame to call it a safe. I think I had better keep all this boodle safe. Hello. Delightful. A bracelet. But my design, the papers. A, B, C for ha ha ha. This should make quite a blaze.
In God's name?
Mr. Heredew? No. Oh, Mr. Choate, I believe.
Put it out.
It's pretty well burned itself out now. Really, no need for all this excitement. Mr. Choate, you may be interested to learn that I've made this cheering little fire with the Carrington Hall fires.
I don't know who you are or what you think you're playing at, but I'll have the night watchman here right away. Parsons! Parsons!
That's enough about that, brother.
No. No, don't. Don't shoot.
I hate starting any rough stuff, slug, but I'd rather this chat of ours was private and uninterrupted. Now move away from the door.
What do you want?
Listen, Ulsa. Not 2 days ago, a semi-demented human wreck named Sir Miles Carrington threw himself beneath an underground train.
What?
I wonder how many other of your victims you've driven to similar deaths. I've also taken around £10,000 from the safe. Not for me. Perhaps I'm getting too particular these days, but I couldn't bring myself to use any of your money. No, some of the hospitals around London will get a pleasant surprise in the morning.
Damn you! You won't get away with this!
With breaking in here, burning your crooked loan agreements, pinching your ill-gotten gains. All the same, sit down at that desk. Put that down, Choate. Choke, don't be ridiculous. Put that paperweight down, you damn fool!
You can't bluff me with your silly little gun!
That was a damn silly thing to do, Choate. Choate? Who's there?
You there, Mr. Choate?
Hell's bells, the night watchman. Easy, Conquest.
Mr. Choate! Oh, my God! Oh, my God, Mr. Choate! Oh, my God! Stop! Help! Police!
Not so good.
We present Christopher Casanova as Norman Conquest and Bonnie Langford as Pixie in Killer Conquest. Adapted for radio by Guy Fithin from the book by Barclay Gray. Killer Conquest.
Willoughby Choate, sir.
Murdered?
Looks like it, sir.
A policeman's life isn't all grief wells. Well, it's been coming to that slimy loan shark for a long time, and that partner of his...
Sir, this is Mr. Parsons, the night watchman.
Anything been touched in here? Well?
Me? Not likely. I took one look, saw Mr. Choate sitting there with a ruddy great hole in his head and ran downstairs screaming murder. Yeah. And it were 5 minutes before a copper turned up. He could have done me in an old...
Who could?
The killer! He was here, with Choate, when I come in.
What do you make of this, Wells?
Whoever burnt those papers was either very careless or in a big hurry, sir. The ashes aren't even broken up. Some of the documents aren't even completely burnt.
Yeah, what's this? Rington or something? So, now, what have we got? The safe is intact, doesn't look as though it's been forced, a neat pile of ashes, a man with a bullet in his brain... And a great big glass paperweight in the middle of the floor.
Shall I tell you something?
No, keep quiet.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? You try to help.